Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sara Manka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Besefta Maisos. We are in the fourth parak Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. The Mishnah now is going to discuss the idea of whether salt produces an obligation of Maiser. Anotel Zesim and Amatan, if somebody takes Zesim from the pit. What is the pit? The olives in the pit are designated to be used for shem and zayis, for olive oil. And so in our Mishnah's case, someone takes some of the olives out of the pit, and then what does he do? He wants to dip them in salt and eat them. So does the salting of the olives count for maaser or not? So the Mishnah says, Tovel achas achas bemelach ve'ochal. He doesn't have to take the maaser from the olives he takes from the pit. If he dips each one in salt one at a time, even though being moleach is one of the salting is one of the instances that creates a chi of maaser, the Mishnah says the salting creates a chi of maaser if you do more than one at a time, and so the Mishnah says im malach v'nasan lafanav, right, chayav. If a person goes ahead and salted an olive and doesn't eat it, but he puts it in front of him while he salts another one, so then they're mitzvah, if they join together and there are two in front of him, and there the salt is going to establish the chi of maaser. Rabbi Yezer says, what are you talking about? If you salt two olives, it automatically establishes a chi of. And the Mishnah explains that one takes them and salts only if he doesn't plan on putting any of them back. And so he says, if he takes it from a pit that has only tar olives, so then he is chayev because he's not going to put the other ones back inside, the ones that came out. But the stuff that comes from a matan tame, and those are going to be exempt, neshu machzer samosar, because he's not going to, as long as the olives that were taken are considered part of the same crop, that the olives in the pit, salting them, it doesn't go ahead and create a chi of maaser. A chi of maaser only takes effect on, can take effect only on a portion of the crop in that situation. And so, if you do individual fruits, or like the olives, you can't go ahead and be partially chayev as long as the rest of the stuff hasn't been established. So if you're going to eat all the salted olives, taking them from the pit is dividing the crop into two, one of which is going to go into oil, the other is going to be eaten. So therefore, each one is considered a separate entity, and there is going to be a chiyuv maaser in that situation. But if you do intend to return some of the salted olives and back into the pit, so then you can't say we divided the crop. And so therefore, the olives that you salted are part of the same crop as the stuff in the pit, and so as such, the stuff that's been salted can't become chayev and maaser as long as the rest of the crop is not chayev and maaser. And that's the point he brings out over here. We don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar. The salted olives are considered a separate crop, and they're returned, and they're chayev and maaser, even if you want to put them back inside. Now, Shosin Alagas, continuing with the same idea, the Mishnah says, you can drink a little bit of wine over the wine press, whether bein alacham and bein alatonein pater, right? Whether you dilute it with hot water or with cold water, divrei Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir. Now, strictly speaking, the wine is permitted as long as he's careful not to remove it from the area over the wine press. But the Chachamim said you shouldn't drink it unless your head and most of your body is also over the wine press, because you're going to take the wine away and drink it when you're standing making a kinyan. Right? Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok says you can't drink the diluted wine without separating maaser, even if you have most of your head and your body over the wine press. Now, drinking wine in this manner is not it is considered casual, but he says this is a gezeira that you may take it out to drink. The Chachamim agree with Rabbi Meir that if you drink diluted wine over a wine press, you're snacking, but because you can drink a small amount and then pour the rest back into the wine press. Drinking only a portion of the wine and returning the rest to the wine press usually shows a casual way of drinking. And so it's permitted as long as the wine is not fully obligated in maaser. And this applies only to wine that's diluted with cold water. But you wouldn't pour wine mixed with hot water into the wine press, because it's going to spoil the wine. And therefore, drinking wine mixed with hot water is considered an act of drinking. And therefore, you have to separate the maaser. but just separating stuff with the cold water, that you dilute with cold water is not fully separated, and the Chiyuv Maaser hasn't come into play. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.